I want to start off here, though, touching on some farm news, something that I know that the News and Views Radio Network certainly has been all over, because there's been a number of things. You've got the trade issue, you've got the weather, all of it impacting, the ability to get, crops to market, get it off the field. Well, those MFP payments, those payments coming from the federal government that are supposed to help offset some of the negative impacts of trade, they're not getting out as quickly as what some have hoped. And in fact, today I had seen that the North Dakota Farmers Union is calling for the acceleration of those MFP payments. So here to break it down for me is the president of North Dakota Farmers Union. His name's Mark Watney. Mark, welcome back to News and Views. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, and thanks for this opportunity to talk for farmers.
Well, I appreciate the seeing the statement you had put out. We had heard so much about these MFP payments and the necessity of it. I don't think anyone disputes that's been related to agriculture that something needs to be done because of the negative impacts. But why aren't they out yet, Mark?
Well, we're facing the terminology gets way overused, but the perfect storm we have, like you had indicated, low commodity prices, obviously preventive plan to start with. Now we have harvest challenges that are probably record setting. And when that happens, farmers aren't able to get any cash flow. So when you have a situation where you're accumulating interest on your operating money and you're trying to figure out how you're possibly going to get these crops off, you still have commitments to make. And I think due to that fact, one simple thing would be is to get those payments going. Even with the talk of China considering maybe some purchases, we still see them down in Brazil buying. That will not solve the problem of what we went through for 2 years now on this trade war. So these payments need to come regardless. And I just think you could step it up sooner than to wait till November, maybe into the first of the year, to get them and help these farmers through this tough time of trying to make the decision of how they're going to possibly get this crop in.
Well, Mark, a question about why they establish it this way. Have you heard why here's the 50% of the total payment you're going to get up front, whenever that first, I think it was in August. And then, we'll give the next 25% at this point. Then, later on, we'll give you the final quarter of it. Do you know what the reasoning was behind that?
Well, the theory was is they really felt they were going to get a trade deal done, and they thought that they might see some market reaction. The fact is we've been basically just getting rhetoric about what might happen, and we haven't seen any results. And again, we hear a day of good news just to have a second day of news of where China's down, Brazil buying. So I think we have to even think about, this is a next year's thing if we're going to ever resolve it. And we got to take care of the farmers for this year's crop that they're selling into this depressed market. And so I think there's additional stuff. There's numbers of crops that follow the lead of soybeans and corn that didn't get any payment. And we really should put that in the mix. And we should also put into the mix in this calculation the additional transportation and basis costs we're facing. So there's a lot of work to do to make farmers whole as the administration promised they would do.
Mark Watney, our guest, North Dakota Farmers Union president, is talking about the need for the administration to hurry up with this MFP, the market facilitation payments to be exact. Mark, they changed. This is the second round. For those that might not recall, we already had a couple billion the last year. This is the second round. They changed the formula of the distribution. I know that corn, got a penny last time. Soybeans got a $1.60. They changed how they're rolling this out. Is it more desirable this time around of what they're doing, or is there still work that needs to be done?
Well, I think it's more desirable because they did spread it out a little bit more, and there was a little more logic to what the impact was across a larger geographical area. But they still miss. They sometimes don't quite understand the connecting of the dots of how corn and soybean sets that price. So the effort was made, but they need to revisit that. And they have that power. They could go in and take the dollars they're going to send in the so-called payment 2 and 3 of the second round here, and they could address some of that. Because if you're in western North Dakota, even if they pay this out under the current plan, a lot of those counties aren't going to get any more. They got all of their payment because it was only the $15. So I'm suggesting they relook at that and look at those crops out there. Then you've got the livestock industry, specifically beef in North Dakota, that while they've been buying some product, they really haven't dealt with the impact being faced upon those ranchers. So we need to put that into consideration. You know, the farmers didn't get here on accident. These are fundamental choices that our government is making to put us into this situation of these very low prices. And then again, you throw this weather condition, which is, again, fairly unprecedented levels. What are we to do? We're stuck. And we were told we'd be held unharmed, and we're being harmed. It's time to step up.
So flip side of that, you've put the statement out, and has this administration been responsive? This isn't the first time that, you know what, we've got to make changes here or there to improve, whether it's these payments, crop insurance, all of that. Has this administration, Sonny Perdue, our delegation, have they been at the table, and have they been able to get it done for you, Mark?
Yeah, well, you know, we work a lot with Senator Conrad because of his, Senator Hoeven, because of his relationship onto the Ag Committee. Mm-hmm. He sits on the Ag Approps and has it, and he's been very, very responsive. I would say that we get a little bit too much talk out of USDA and out of the administration's office without substance, so I'm concerned about that. I'm hoping that they deliver on their promises. But there's other areas that show that they're not as interested in creating demand for our crops so we can get the money out of the marketplace. Things like ethanol, they messed around with the RFS. They've given waivers to a lot of companies that are having record profits, and that hurts us. I mean, we have nothing driving our demand market. So we're being forced to settle with very low prices. So you can't weather storm at the same time have very low prices. There's nothing that will help benefit the system if you can try to offset that with income from a little bit better crop. One could expect, had we been in a normal trade situation, that we could be seeing, you know, 12, 13 cent beans and wheat up at 5-6 and corn up higher, simply because these weather conditions would have drove the market some.
Well, and Mark, that's where I want to kind of wrap this conversation up, because we're talking about I think you're right approach of, hey, look, we need this now and not, you know, at the beginning of next year because of the things we can't control, which are the weather. Give us an update of things you're hearing from our producers out there when it comes to the moisture we've got.
Well, it's kind of different around the state. I know there's parts that are trying to go. In fact, my brother is combining some of mine now. And we're literally cutting across the water. I mean, we're driving through the water and taking the tops off the soybean plants, not knowing if we should stop doing that or not. And we're rutting our fields up, trying to get it off. Now, south of Jamestown area that I've heard from, the beans are still 20% moisture. So even if they want to go out, they can't because the beans are wet. And then, of course, down here, it's a little even more wet, which is kind of odd to say more wet than up where I'm at. But they literally can't drive in the field. So we really have a crisis. This is not pretty. And I think I'm looking at probably 25% of my beans will be left in the field even after I harvest it, not knowing if I'll even get a chance to try to go back and get that. So we need the WIP Plus program, which is something they're trying to change to help with crop insurance. We need to be telling our story. If you go to the North Dakota Farmers Union website, you can submit a paragraph or two of comments on our website. That's ndfu.org, and we're going to submit them to Congress. We need a lot of people to go there. It's really time for farmers to be vocal and try to get some stuff done here.
Well, and Mark, one last thing that I know that the Farmers Union has been just outstanding on and been a leader on in the state is you're talking about these tough times, and I mean, it's weighing on these farmers, and the fact that you've been kind of at the forefront of making sure that if you're struggling, you know, with the situation to reach out for help. Do they have resources out at the ndfu.org website as well, Mark?
They do. They can find lots of places they can call. We're working with Lutheran Social Services. We're looking with some of the extension and everything, getting that out. We have little we call it bootstrap brochures that have all that information on. So there's help. I'm actually sending the staff out across the state to, I wish we could go to every farm and at least support them. Obviously that's physically impossible, but we're going to go out and we're going to hopefully ride in some combines just try to help people understand that we're working for them and trying to help them in these tough times.
Well, Mark, I applaud that work. I applaud the statement coming out. Hopefully we see some results when it comes to the payments, some things we can control. Anything else before I let you get back after it there, Mark?
No, I just hope that the folks listening that are from the towns understand the challenges that agriculture faces. The reason that we fight so hard for strong safety nets is because we can't control a lot of things that happen to us. And we should have better farm programs that would cover this stuff so we don't have to be an ad hoc disaster. And we can't have farm programs that are based on budget alone. They need to be at levels that you can sustain the family farms who have provided the most abundant, safest quality food in the world to the country. And the consumer reaps the benefit of having that inexpensive food system. So important.
Very good. Mark Watney, I appreciate it. You take care. We'll talk soon, all right?
Thanks.
Bye. Thank you. Mark Watney, the North Dakota Farmers Union president.